From the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, teaching on not to be deceived. What does it mean to be deceived? To be deceived means to be duped, conned, fooled, hustled. A situation in which the wool is pulled over our eyes. We may believe that it is fact and truth, but in God's reality, it is not the will of God. Verse 7 teaches, be not deceived. God is not mocked. No one will on the last day be able to shake their spiritual fist at God and say, ha-ha, I got over on the Lord. I lived with a girlfriend or a boyfriend in fornication for years and still made it to heaven. No one will be able to shake their spiritual fist at God and say, ha-ha, I was a drug addict and a drunkard for many years and still made it to heaven. No one will be able to shake their spiritual fist at God and say, ha-ha, I accumulated wealth by taking advantage of others and still made it to heaven. Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Why? For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Farmers sow seeds, and in the appropriate season, there's a harvest, there's a reaping. Individuals that sow hate will reap hate. Individuals that sow lust will reap lust. Individuals that sow jealousy will reap jealousy. Individuals that sow vengeance will reap vengeance. Verse 8 clarifies this principle, for it states, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Individuals that choose to live according to the dictates and appetites of the flesh shall begin to live a life emulating the works of the flesh, as outlined in chapter 5 of Galatians, living in adultery, fornication, living in idolatry, living in jealousies, living in wrath, murders and revelings, a lifestyle of sinful fleshly behavior. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 teaches that sin causes great deception. Individuals that continue to live a life of sinful behavior will become even more and more deceived. Why? Because sin feels good to the flesh. And individuals living by feeling will begin to think that all is well because it feels good. It can't be wrong. Herein lies the great deception. For there are those living today that think they can live any kind of life in the flesh and still make it into the kingdom. They believe deep down in their bowels of their being that they will make it into the kingdom. They are deceived. They are living by feelings. If it feels good, it must be okay. How can it be wrong if it feels so right? This is part of the deception for individuals that live in the flesh rather than those that trust the Lord and are led by the Spirit of God, producing fruit that's pleasing in His sight. Fruit of the Spirit that's outlined in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Here in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, teaching on not to be deceived. Jesus states in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, ye shall know them by their fruits.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.